morning. One person is dead and another is critically injured after a crash between a school bus and a car at Lucas Heights in Sydney's southwest. The fire brigade says the 40 students from the Sutherland Shire Christian College have been taken off the bus. At least one is injured. Heathcote Road is closed off in both directions and investigations into the accident are already underway. Jockeys around the country say they're prepared to strike over new rules restricting the use of the whip. Yesterday, jockeys walked off the tracks in Victoria, New South Wales and Queensland. Racing authorities say they're confident the matter will be resolved before the spring racing carnival starts at the end of the month. But jockeys say they'll strike from Monday if the rules aren't changed. From today, Virgin Blue will allow special needs passengers to travel alone. Previously, the airline made them buy another ticket for a carer to help them. But now, as long as the passenger can understand and respond to emergency situations, they can travel by themselves. And the Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, has sworn an oath to help Australians understand that violence against women is not acceptable. He was the guest of honour at a fundraising dinner for White Ribbon Day last night. I'll be back with more news in an hour.